I've never seen numbers like this on the character issues that are so low.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I'll speak with Tim Malloy, polling analyst with the Quinnipiac University poll. The poll released this week shows President Trump trailing badly in his bid for a second term about 4 months before Election Day. Tim Malloy, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, Ian.
What is the state of the race in your latest poll as we sit 4 months out?
This is a devastating survey for the president across the board, from the character issues to personal traits, and then, of course, as you just mentioned, the lead that Biden now has. So where to begin on this? There's just no upside whatsoever.
We're talking about a national number, right? When the headline says that Biden's up over Trump 52-37, that's among registered voters nationally?
Yes, we spent 5 days, sometimes six, calling nationally. Computer-generated phone calls, calls to cell phones, all over the country. So yeah, it's a national poll.
And how instructive is that in terms of where things were earlier in the race once Biden locked up the nomination?
Well, it was that happened, of course, and then the coronavirus. I mean, since March, the president has been just plummeting across the board on every issue, including popularity, approval rating. So it wasn't just the arrival of Biden, but it was also the coronavirus. Biden, as you know, has been largely silent, just sort of watching this go by. And Trump, let's be honest, has not done a lot of things that have made him more popular with Americans, certainly about the COVID virus. And the economy has gone south. So it's been a sort of perfect import, perfect storm for Trump.
As we speak, there's a lot of news out of the campaign because Trump has removed his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, and named another one. Is there time for someone to dig out of a hole like this?
You know, there's not a lot of time at all. And the president, and this is not a partisan, believe me, thought. It's just that he never seems to do anything that improves his standing. So, no, there's not a whole lot of time. And when his main card, the thing that he had forever, from day one, his handling of the economy, is now going south on him, and Americans look at Biden would do a better job. I'm not saying that's a death knell, but it is a significantly bad situation for him when he's lost the economy.
Let's drill down into that a little bit more. What does the poll show about what Americans think of the president's handling of the economy today?
44% of the people we polled believe he's doing a good job or approve of it. And 53% say no. Now, in June, it was 42-45. So this has taken a precipitous drop. It's the worst score yet, net score on the economy since August of 2017. This has all happened pretty quickly.
And also, his overall approval is down to its lowest spot since August of 2017, right?
Yeah, I mean, the last time it was this low was when he was talking about getting rid of Obamacare. He has a negative 36-60. In other words, his approval rating is only 36%. 60% of people don't approve. That's a 6-point drop in the last month. So, you know, it is just, it's like a freight train that's careening down the tracks. And how do you slow it down? How do you change course? And every single indicator we use on his handling of the military, foreign policy, healthcare, race relations, they're highly negative too. So there's just nothing for him to grab onto, especially now that the economy is gone.
You may not have this data right in front of you, but I can't think of a time when a president had an approval rating as low as 36%.
I think George Bush did during the Iraq War over a certain period. But no, and I don't know that everybody, all pollsters, ask all the questions we ask, but I've never seen numbers like this on the character issues that are so low. On handling a crisis, he's way behind Biden. Healthcare, coronavirus response, racial inequality. It's just everything is a negative. So the answer to your question, I'm sorry, it's a little long-winded, is I've never seen anything like this either.
Let's talk about some other issues that you asked about. What do Americans think about wearing masks?
Americans from day one have been overwhelmingly supportive of wearing masks, 2-1, 3-1. And they've always said the president should wear a mask. because we've asked that question not this time around, but Americans believe the president should be wearing a mask, which apparently he did the other day, but has routinely said he's not for it. 7 in 10 Americans think everyone should be required to wear a face mask in public. That's a big number. And 73% say President Trump should wear a face mask. So, yeah, I mean, there's been no problem getting Americans to back this.
What about the question of sending students back to schools this fall?
This has been pretty much a constant, but I think it's intensified even more. 2 to 1, they disapprove of the way President Trump is handling the reopening of schools. 2 to 1, they think it would be unsafe to send students to elementary, middle, or high school. And a slightly smaller majority, 59% to 34%, think it would be unsafe to send students to college. So this is another one that across the board, Americans are saying, don't send these kids or young adults into classrooms.
And a related issue, you asked about how voters perceive Dr. Tony Fauci, who's come under a new round of criticism, either directed by the White House or not. But in any event, we did see the op-ed by Peter Navarro get published. So
yeah.
What do voters think about Tony Fauci vis-a-vis the White House?
Yeah, he's out of the loop and in his favor with the White House, but it's clear from the numbers that Americans would like to have Dr. Fauci back on call. You know, 2/3 of Americans don't trust the information President Trump is providing about the coronavirus, but a huge margin say they trust Anthony Fauci. So that is a non-unequivocal. It's a great support for Fauci.
Your job is not to be a political advisor, but looking at the numbers, if Trump brought Fauci back into the fold and put a mask on, according to your poll, that would be in line with what a lot of Americans think should happen.
You have to wonder what they're discussing they're going to do next, because this is an appallingly bad poll and the other ones aren't a whole lot better. Boy, I wouldn't know what to tell the president right now to do. Wearing a mask would be a good thing just because it just would be a good thing. Fauci is sort of back in the mix now, it appears, at least as of yesterday, but it's hard to keep up. As you know, every day is breaking news.
It really is. Last thing, you have asked over the years about Confederate symbols at times when, you know, these issues have flared up, probably after the Charlottesville incident.
Right.
But again, this is back in the news in a big way now. A lot of these statues are coming down and so on. What do voters think about taking statues down and Confederate symbols down?
I'm going to throw some numbers at you again, but let's get 54% of voters say they support removing Confederate statues from public places, and 40% are against it. 51% are okay with renaming military bases named after Confederate generals, 42% against. And I think importantly, and this is the real question, 56% see the Confederate flag as a symbol of racism. 35% see it as a symbol of Southern pride. So whether it's a reflection of what's happened in the last few months here or whether this is what people have always felt, we haven't asked the question in a long time, but that's a pretty overwhelming support for removing Confederate symbols.
Let me give you a hard one to end on, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You know, President Trump won the White House without winning the popular vote. And it had a razor-thin margin in some key states to take the Electoral College. Could that happen again, I mean, based on what you're seeing?
The numbers, I mean, yeah, it could, but, I mean, something dramatic would have to happen for the president. He's in a lot of trouble right now. I mean, one of the things I didn't point out is there's been a 14-point swing in independence toward Biden. So what's happened here, it's almost like a glass that's filled up and flowed over now. I guess, yeah, it could, but there's something different in the air right now. That's the best I can say. I don't want to give you an opinion, but he's in a huge uphill climb with 16 weeks to go.
That's Tim Malloy, polling analyst with the Quinnipiac University Poll. Always find these polls fascinating. So thanks for your time and thanks for your work.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks, as always, for listening. Stay safe. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.